Sorry to wake you. Don't be too loud, or you'll wake up Mom and Dad. I thought for sure I was going to wake them when I snuck back into the house. That's just my hand on your cock. I thought it would be a good way to wake up my favorite brother. Well, my only brother. But you're still my favorite. No, you're not dreaming. This is real. I'm in bed with you, naked. Actually, I know that when I started to realize you were attracted to me, I shut down that idea pretty quick. We had that talk where I explained it could never happen between us. But here's the thing. My crush was at the party, and I opened up my heart to him, and he turned me down. I declared my love to him tonight. I was prepared to lose my virginity to him. I was sure he was going to say yes. Instead, here I am, naked, in bed with my own brother. No, I'm not drunk. I kind of wish I was. I didn't want to get drunk before I talked to him, because I didn't want to mess things up if I drank too much. And after I talked to him, well, I didn't hang around too long after that. But do you still want me, though? Because I suddenly, very desperately, want to be wanted by someone, anyone, even my own brother. Do you want to fuck me? Because tonight, what I once said could never happen, could very definitely happen. Please, I can see you want this. And me, I need something. Maybe not this, but maybe something close enough to this not to matter. I would have thrown myself at another guy at the party, but I couldn't handle another public humiliation. I don't even think I could handle your private rejection, especially knowing that you did lust after me. Don't try to protect me. I'm 18, and I'm old enough to live with my own horrible decisions and the consequences. I'm on birth control, okay? That's what you're worried about. I had this night all planned out. You can't lie to me all that well at the moment. Your cock keeps getting harder and harder in my hand. I feel it. You really should just give up and fuck me. It's what you want and what I need. I know I was kind of mad when I realized my older brother had a thing for me. But this is different now. The fact that any guy found me to be fuckable is very important to me right now. So please fuck me. There will be no consequences. I won't tell. I won't get pregnant. I won't be mad at you. Well, I guess I can't guarantee that because who knows how I'll feel in the morning. But I'll eventually come to terms with it being me who initiated it, who begged you to do it. It's my fault. But I just can't help it. I want to. I know I'm really vulnerable right now, okay? But it's the kind of vulnerable that makes it worse if we don't do this. It's not like I came home crying and you comforted me and took advantage of me. I came home crying, but then I came here, knowing what I needed to do. And I'll move a little closer so I can take your spot in the middle of this little bed. I'll let go of your cock for this. There. Now get on top of me. Okay. You're covering my body with yours. And I can feel your cock between my legs. I trust you know what to do from here. You're the older one. I mean, I know what happens, but... Oh, yes, that's a good start. I can feel your cock touching my pussy now. Wait, don't turn on the light, please. Fuck, I must look like a mess. Mascara everywhere. You probably don't want to fuck me now. I mean, you apparently wanted to fuck me before with no makeup on, and you probably would have wanted to do it even more when my makeup was flawless. I'm basically unfuckable right now, which is why I need it more than ever. Please, fuck your little sister. At least give it a try. Take my virginity, and if it's not everything you hoped, then you can stop. I promise to try to be as good with you as I would have been with him. Except I won't pretend I'm with him. I'll make sure you know I'm with you, if that's what you want. Because I think you both want to fuck me as a girl, but also as your sister. Fortunately, I can be both at the same time for you. So do it. Take your sister's virginity so that her night isn't at a total loss. So that I can feel wanted. Yeah, that's it. Push harder. Wait. Let me adjust my position a little. There. The head just kind of popped into me. That's it, big brother. What you always wanted. Now are you going to fuck your sister? Oh. I'll take that as a yes. I finally got a cock in me. It's my brother's cock, but it's still a cock. I'm very conscious it's my brother's cock because his face is right above mine. Are you waiting to see if I'm okay? To see if I want you to take it out? That's kind of sweet, actually. I don't really know the answers to either of those questions right now. But please don't stop on my account. Oh, you're going so slow. Thrusting into me so gently. This isn't really how I imagined it. I thought it would be more frenzied on the guy's part. Not so tender. Oh, it feels so good. How are you? How does your sister's pussy feel as you fuck it? Was it worth the wait? Was it worth me rejecting you before? My being mad at you? It's weird, but seeing the pleasure on your face and feeling your body react as it fucks me, it does make me feel better. I could almost forget it's my own brother fucking me. But I owe it to you not to forget. Or to let you forget. Because you are fucking your baby sister. Just like you apparently wanted these last few months. Maybe longer. Although I won't judge. You can go faster if you want. Harder too. I'll tell you if it's too much. But I'm starting to get wetter. And more used to your cock. Yes. That's more how you want to do it, isn't it? Enough to make my body move a little with each thrust. Mimic my breast bounce up in time with your movements. Wait, no. No kissing. I'll kiss you other times as a sister. And I'll let you fuck me just this once, but we keep the two separate, okay? Kissing would either remind me you're my brother, or it would lead me down the wrong path, emotionally. Either wouldn't be good right now. It's just enough to fuck your sister's virgin pussy, isn't it? Well, no longer virgin. You took care of that. You're taking good care of it very well. Actually. Feels kind of good, even with the awkwardness of it being your cock. I think I might have come already if you weren't anyone other than my brother. I think I might still come anyway, just not as fast. But don't wait for me. Maybe it's not a good idea for me to come like this. Not with my brother or in the state of mind, you could just come in me and then I could give you a quick hug and sisterly kiss on the cheek, then be out from under you and back in my bed in no time at all. I could finish myself then. Except you're not coming yet, and I keep getting closer the longer this goes on. There's something you should know, though. I'm not actually on birth control. I didn't want to be for him, because a part of me wanted his baby. To force him to be mine after he had me once. And then I was afraid if I told you I wasn't, you wouldn't fuck me. You don't have to stop, though. You're not going to stop, are you? Don't stop. Maybe the risk of you impregnating me was never a barrier to you. And right now, I honestly don't care myself. But if it helps you, come in me. Breed me, big brother. Make a baby in me. Prove to me that you love me by making me pregnant. If my crush won't love me, then at least my brother will. And our baby will. Wait, don't come without me. I know what I said before, but don't you dare come without me or outside of me. I need your come in me as much as I needed to feel wanted tonight. Come in me, big brother. Come in your little sister's pussy. Come in my pussy. Come in your little sister's pussy and fill her womb with your baby. Oh. Feels funny for thanking you for doing something that you wanted and that I was repulsed by not so long ago, but thank you. And I suddenly don't feel so unwanted, maybe a little guilty and possibly a little pregnant, but not unwanted. But I know someone who will want me every chance he can get. And for the record, I know what you're thinking. After that orgasm, maybe that opened up new feelings inside of me. Feeling that just need a little more encouragement. Well, don't you dare kiss me, mister. Not unless you are willing to deal with the consequence. Now you've done it. You're never getting rid of me now. Something tells me you're not too worried about that, though. And somehow, neither am I.